The Burt Show.
So we've been doing this show now for close to 9 years, right?
Here in town?
Yep.
It takes a lot to shock us. It really does. And producer Tracy here is the one behind the scenes that sets up all the calls and the most shocking stuff. Tracy is behind. So when she sends me an email and the subject line is WTF, I know we got something good. And this is shocking. This is really, really shocking. And you're going to have to go to our website to get the full benefit of it. But we'll tell everybody in studio exactly what we're talking about. And I'll show you guys one by one the picture Tracy's about to show you.
Okay.
This is bizarre.
Yeah, and every single person I have showed it to, they've said the same thing, WTF, only yeah. They don't abbreviate, every single person. And so here's the deal. There's this website called Etsy.com, and it's a really awesome website. It's kind of like a marketplace for people to sell, like, all of their handmade items. Mm-hmm. So I was recently online trying to find, you know, some cute handmade things for Ella, because while I like to be crafty, I don't have time, and I wanted her to have these kind of hand-me-down type stuff. So I was searching handmade dolls, and there's lots of cute stuff. And I'm scrolling down, and all of a sudden I scream, WTF! And I call Scott in there, and I'm like, look at this! And he was shocked. He's like, what the hell is that?
It's the most bizarre thing. It really is. And I spend a lot of time online every day searching for material, and this is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen.
It was so bizarre.
It's pretty bizarre.
I sent it to Burt and Jeff and checked my email every 5 minutes waiting for their reply.
All right, without telling anybody, describing exactly what it is, one by one, come on over to this computer and let's get your reactions one by one.
What the hell? That is, hold on, I gotta share in this experience with everybody who has not seen this, because this is not normal.
What? Oh my.
Jen, come over here and take a look at this. Wow. And then we'll tell you guys, we'll give you a description
of child?
Exactly what they're like.
Oh my God.
That is not for a child.
Wow. No. Wow.
Jeff, you've already seen this, right? Uh-huh.
That already, is not already, for a child. Please tell me that's an adult doll.
I already bought one for Sasha.
I don't even know where to start with the description. Tracy, you got to help.
Wow.
Just read it.
It's a childbirth education doll. But that doesn't tell you enough of the story.
That's terrible.
It is an anatomically correct crocheted doll of a woman giving birth. Crocheted.
And it's graphic.
I mean, it's crocheted, and it's like as if the woman was in stirrups and the baby's coming out.
The baby is coming out of her. Now, if you read the description further, you can... The baby will actually come completely out. It attaches...
Stop it.
The baby attaches on the inside with a button. And there's detachable placenta.
Oh, no. I didn't even read that for
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And it's crocheted.
It's
the crocheted. Creepy.
And mommy's curtains match the drapes.
Yes.
Yes. And she needs
hasn't
to go
shaved.
To
well, no. She hasn't shaved in 9 months. Right. She does.
Well, the shaving thing,
carpet.
I mean, if you're
carpet matches the drapes.
If you're crocheting it, you can. You can give her laser hair removal if you want.
Oh, come on.
It is bizarre and creepy and. I don't know. Yeah,
it's sort of
bizarre. It's a beige crocheted doll, and mommy is pregnant, and she's got long, flowing, dark black hair,
on her head.
She's naked, and her breasts are red where the nipples should be, and she, like you guys said, there is hair down underneath also that is as black as the hair up top, and then the baby's face. Is just starting to come out of mommy, and it's a crocheted little baby also that's peeking out from her body. It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen on the internet.
Who buys that? Who makes that?
Who
sits around and stitches that while watching Jeopardy?
Where do you even find a pattern for that?
What happens if you see the little lady sitting in the waiting room with the doctor and you ask her what she's working on, thinking it's going to be a scarf or a mitten?
And
she's like, this is the placenta for my... Anatomically correct birthing doll.
Hey, John, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Good,
There's a website called regretsy.com, which catalogs all of this kind of stuff. It's all weird stuff from Etsy. It's just called regretsy.com.
Oh, my God. I've got to go on there. I've got to go on that website.
Now, we have a picture of the website up on ours right now at q100atlanta.com, so you really get the payoff later on today when you go to see it, but I guarantee it's jaw-dropping. God.
I can't believe you were just scrolling for, like, innocent little dolls and came
and
upon
there
that
it was.
One. Yeah, you must have been shocked.
And yet, a good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert. How do you spell the website you're speaking of?
Etsy.com.
And you could either search childbirth education doll pattern, wow, or you could just go to our website, Q100Atlanta.com, and we have a picture of it online right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, thank you, Etsy, for giving us this beautiful gift of childbirth in the form of something my grandma would make.
This is one of those things where you'll want to run video or take a picture of somebody looking at this picture for the very first time.
Yes.
Because it'll be a similar picture.
Yes.
What?
WTF.
Totally.
The Bert Show.